This is Juno Afternoon. It's made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. I'm your host today, Scott Burton, and my guests today are Colleen James. She is the coordinator of the UAS Native and Rural Student Center. Gunashchish, welcome to the show.
Gunashchish.
Nice to have you here. Also, Juneau School District and Alaska Native Design Teacher, Lyle James. Gunashchish, nice to have you here.
Gunashchish.
And also, Northwest Coast Master Carver and Professor of Northwest Coast Art, Wayne Price. Gunashchish, thank you for coming.
Gunashchish, glad to be here.
So nice to have you all here. Colleen.
Sure. So I think we've made it kind of a tradition to do our introductions. So I'll start with my Tlingit introduction. Tlingit kai na dach is at yuchat duasak, yeith na chatsati, gana chari ka getlan gan haraya chat. Gunashchish to my Takewadi grandparents, my Irish grandparents, my Tsimshian grandparents for hearing my words. Gunashchish to my father's people, the Tsimshian Irish in the Kagwantan. And then Gunashchish to my in-laws, the Kagwantan, the Filipino, and the Hawaiian. Honored to be here. Thank you for the invitation. We have November Native History Month coming up at the University of Alaska Southeast, Juneau campus. And all of our events can be found on our UAS website, uas.alaska.edu. And if you type in any of the box, NRSC events, or if you just go to our event calendar, that will show you all of the amazing events that are happening at our campus, including our Native History Month events. And I'm happy to report that we're not only collaborating across campus with faculty and different schools, we're also collaborating with community organizations, and you can check out all of our events online to see what's happening. November 1st, I invite the community to come out and sample some of our food sovereignty featuring deer, and it's from 2 to 3 in the Native Moral Student Center, and it's located right below the cafeteria in the Morant Building. So it's free to the public. Come in, sample Southeast. So
we will actually get to eat deer.
Right. Yes. Mm. We're going to prepare a couple of beautiful deer roasts that were donated to us from the dance group. Our Wuxi'in dance group donated to the Native Moral Student Center. So I'm really thankful that we have that. That beautiful relationship. So our campus will benefit from it. So thank you. And then we have other events. And I wanted to invite my husband, Lyle, to talk about some of the collaboration that we're doing between the school district and the campus.
Gunashchish. Irish. So my Tlingit name is Chitlish, and I'm Kagwantan Eagle Wolf from Grass Fort, what we now know as Homeshore. I am the Tlingit language and Alaska Native design teacher in the Juneau School District at all three high schools. One of the collaborations that we're getting ready to do is a gallery walkout at UAS of the Alaska Native Design students' artwork, something that they painted onto canvas and worked really hard for. And it'll be displayed to be determined, the date and location. It'll be on campus, but we'll find out more here soon. But so stay tuned. And then we also have November 17th traditional games that'll be hosted by Kyle Worrell, who is a wonderful teacher and works great with the students. So gunalchish to Kyle for all that you do for our students. It'll be November 17th out at the UAS Rec Center from 12 to 3. There's demonstrations and hands-on participation, and it'll be hosted by the Wuching Club. So gunalchish to the Wuching students for hosting this event.
We had the honor of having Kyle here on the show, and he brought some students with him. And if our listeners happen to want to scroll back a couple weeks there on JunoAfternoon.org or KTO.org/JunoAfternoon, Kyle provided pictures of the students and just the amazing feats that they were doing as part of the traditional games. Gunalchish.
And the other thing that we are tackling at our university is how to program in a smart way. And I should be more specific. I am challenging myself to program in a smart way. And this year I have turned my focus from hosting different awesome events to celebrating our programs that we have on campus. And this year, we're hosting a film in one of our really fantastic classrooms with our faculty and our phenomenal artist, Wayne Price. And so I'd like to turn it over to Wayne to talk about that event and his program.
Good afternoon. My name is Wayne G. Price. My Indian name is Ayanki. I come from Cake, Alaska. I'm Wushkitan, and my father's tribe is Gunalchkedi from the Frog House in Klukwan. And I am teaching Northwest Coast Native art, drawing designs, and a paddle-making class that I'm very proud of right now going on. And my next semester will be tool-making and design and bentwood box making and food trays, and been very, very busy in my short time here, and we're preparing to have a viewing of a DVD that I have called Dugout, and it's an hour and a half long. You bring your popcorn. It's going to be shown in my carving room, and the Dugout is a documentary of I took 19 young people to an island on the Yukon River in 2009, and we brought the red cedar log to that island, and we stayed there. It was alcohol-free. It was drug-free. There was no cell phone. There's no iPod. There's no computers, and we stayed there, and we banded together, and we completed a 30-foot dugout canoe on that island, and after 10 weeks, we paddled that dugout off and came back to our folks and family at home. It's going to be at from 5:30 to 7 p.m. in the Sobolov Building, room 102. And it's very well worth coming to see the cultural connection of wellness and healthy lifestyle with the inclusion of our culture and our art, and how well it fits and merges together. So,
and that's on November 2nd, is that right?
Yes.
Looking forward to that. Wow, what an experience that must have been. Have you two had a chance to see the documentary yet?
We haven't. We're looking forward
Me
to
too.
It.
Wow.
It's a wonderful experience.
Can you give us one highlight?
That was an experience that it was alcohol-free and it was drug-free, and I will say that from the 19 young people that went out there, that upon their return, it was a powerful enough event that 9 of them are still clean and sober today, and that was in 2009. So it was really culturally beneficial and spiritually beneficial for all of us that were involved out there.
Wow, and that documentary is called Dugout?
Yes.
Looking forward to that on November 2nd from 5:30 to 7 p.m.
Yes.
Sobolov Classroom 102.
Yes, and I also have by the Egan Library, I have a 22-foot red cedar totem that I'm working on. It's a totem that brings about awareness for sexual violence and for domestic violence, and it's a healing totem for all the victims. And it's well worth coming by and taking a look at that totem. And I'll be there and I'll tell you the story, what it's all about. It's going to be stood in the month of April next spring, and it's brings about awareness to a pretty serious situation, and it's what I can do as an artist to bring attention to some of the big issues that we all have in our lives. And also by the Egan Library is my Jibba dugout. It's a 28-foot red cedar dugout that I have, and it's part of my North Tide Canoe Quan team, and we're doing what we can with the dugout as well, that it can go to the boat harbor, it can go into the water, and it's very possible for to be paddled around and have that experience of being in a real dugout.
I imagine that classes are pretty well underway here in fall semester, but people can sign up and study with you, take classes from you in the spring. Is that right, at UAS?
Yes. My wife and I talked it over when I was in Haines, and we decided this was the direction that we wanted to go, and I'm here, and let's go make some art.
Well, we're lucky to have you. Goodness, geez, thank you.
Goodness, geez.
Wow, a lot going on at the university, that is for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing I wanted to highlight is not only has Wayne opened up his classroom and sharing his talent, but the community has an opportunity to talk to Wayne, to see his students in action. We'll have some snacks there. They'll be able to not only visit with the students, they can see, we'll have some handouts on the classes that are being offered next semester. Following suit, we also have our faculty, Lance Twitchell, who has also invited the community into his classroom, and that'll be on November 1st. This is his intermediate Tlingit language class from 5:30 to 7:30. It's in Egan Room 109. And that experience will give students, the community, an opportunity to see what the intermediate students are working on, some opportunity to dialogue about how do we get more people to the table to start learning the language. And then the second opportunity that we have for him is being hosted on November 29th. And that one is also a Thursday evening in Egan Room 109, 5:30 to 7:30. And that one is going to give everybody a taste of advanced language classes that are coming up. So come and check it out. Come see what we're doing at our campus. It looks like our gentlemen are talking to each other. I think maybe they want to add a couple more things.
Well, just talking from experience from attending Wayne's class, it's been a great experience as a learner, right along teaching the art. It's helping with my paying attention to detail. So goodness cheese to Wayne for opening this course up. But we're also in our class, we're getting ready to display some of the work that we've worked on in his class.
Yes.
And,
so like a pop-up gallery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect.
I think it's scheduled for December 7th.
Oh, wow.
Someplace. And also we're involved with Formline Friday. It's a chance to have a few of the artists make a template, and you come by and find us, and you'll be able to put a spray paint template on the back of your T-shirt, and you bring your T-shirt by, and we'll put a design on there rather quickly.
Wow. There's a lot of creative opportunity happening right now at UAS.
A lot of hands-on.
What is so you mentioned a website earlier, Colleen, and is that a good place, and where else can we get in direct contact with everyone here?
Perfect. So for people listening and wanting to check out our website, it's www.uas.alaska.edu/NRSC. And then I have an events calendar on the left-hand side of the screen. Or if you just go to our main website, uas.alaska.edu, and type in the search space campus calendar, it'll take you right to all of our activities that are happening for each month. And then if people wanted to get a hold of myself or Wayne, they could call 796-6000. That's our general information number, and just ask for Colleen James or Wayne Price and or Lance Twitchell, and they'd be happy to transfer you to any of our extensions. So we're pretty easy. And you can go on our website and find out our email information too. All the information how to get a hold of us, it's super easy.
And start thinking about signing up for Wayne's classes.
Yes.
That would be good.
Ganesh Cheesh, thank you all so much for coming here. Is there anything we're missing? Anything anyone would like to add?
So we've got a lot of evening at Egan's. Come check us out 7 o'clock at the Egan Library every Friday for the month of November. We kick it off with President Peterson from Tlingit Haida. He's going to talk about tribal governance. The next one is November 9th, and that's with our fantastic, I want to call him a cartographer, but I think he asked me to call him by something else. Let me see what, let's see. He asked me to call him, refer to him as a
Is that Richard,
naturalist.
Naturalist Richard Karstensen, maybe.
Yes. Yeah. And he does a fantastic presentation. So he does cartography. And he blends the history of place and how the transformation over time to space. He presents that from pre-contact, contact. And the theme that he's responding to is, what is it? Sorry, I got it. I got all excited. So he's responding to Akintaku Ani, The Natural History of Resilience. So that's the title of his presentation. And it's such a cool, I don't know if you've ever seen it. You can go check out, look up Richard Karstensen. Google his YouTube presentations or his videos that are available online on History of Place, and it's fabulous. I have so much more to say about that. But and then we also have Bob Sam coming to town, and he is going to
powerful speaker.
Yeah, he's such a powerful. Thank you for saying that. His title is Respecting Our Elders. Our dance group will get to open up and participate with his presentation on November 16th, 7 o'clock, Egan Library, and then our final one, which is super exciting for me because my kids all grew up on PBS. And Dora the Explorer was like our woo.
Go public media.
Right? And so we have Molly of Denali, our fantastic Princess Dazrai Johnson. If I misspoke on her name, but she is the creative producer behind this PBS show that's coming up for kids. Molly of Denali is going to highlight our tribes of Alaska and our cultural values. What? She's going to be here November 30th. So we invite everybody, if you're big fans of PBS, come on out to our library, listen to her presentation, ask her some solid questions, and come hang out with us.
Right. Again, Ganesh Cheesh. Thank you, everybody.
Ganesh Cheesh. When they silenced our ways, seeds of resistance were planted.